Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is an award-winning podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail, a sitting president sleeping on cash, literally, a cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail, or even the post office operating even when they have nothing to do?
Can you confirm that delivery performances dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. And nearly 1 month later than expected, on Wednesday, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwa delivered the much-anticipated budget speech for 2025-26.
But on a lighter note, I saw on social media something that said this budget is postponed until my favorite club wins. That is Kaizer Chiefs. In cabinet, when I made this point, Dr. Ramkhopa wrote me a piece of note and said, "Yo, this budget will never be tabled."
But looked at in its proper context, this postponement of the budget is in the character of the half-ruling African National Congress, which has, in truth, never really been on time in delivering anything. It is no exaggeration to say that this is the most divisive, if confusing, budget in the democratic era. The ANC found itself on the ropes because it wanted to increase value-added tax. Contrary to the current narrative that the ANC wanted to hurt the poor, the party of Mandela, Tambo, and Sisulu argued that increasing VAT would be good for the other poor, those who receive the social relief grant of 370 rand a month. This is more like a polygamous man taking from one wife to make another happy. VAT increase was, on the other hand, opposed by the Democratic Alliance, the ANC's chief allies and stretch bedfellows in the government of national unity, as well as the official opposition and the ANC's sworn enemies, Umkhonto we Sizwe Party. Also opposing it was that party that, since the GNU, has lost its sting but not its bark, the Economic Freedom Fighters. And so, with a colorful shirt and matching pocket square, clearly aimed at confusing the enemy, Minister Godongwana took to the podium in the National Assembly on Wednesday to try and convince allies, detractors, and the entire public that his government had the best interest of everyone at heart. He did not do it eloquently.
It is in this spirit that I draw to the words of the Pan-African leader Amar Kaba, who advises us, always bear in mind that the people are not fighting for ideas, but for things in anyone's mind.
But he did it with poise. Or was it a pose?
Let me pause and show an example. Let me pause.
Sometimes, in between the pauses, by any other pronunciation, the ANC caucus applauded. Even before he made the point, the MKP revolutionaries booed continuously, while the DA MPs were dispirited in their disapproval, but careful not to bite the hand that feeds.
But the truth is that our economy has stagnated for over a decade. In that time, GDP growth has averaged less than 2%, far below the level required to meet our expanding list of needs.
In 2024, the economy grew by only 0.6%. Let me help you understand this. Let's say you're suffering a huge bout of insomnia and you're averaging 3 hours of sleep per night. In the scheme of our economic growth, we have improved your average sleep time to 3 hours and 18 minutes. Over the medium term, GDP growth is projected to average 1.8%. That's a slap across the face of insomnia. In future, you will be able to sleep a whopping 3 hours and 45 minutes. To meet our goals of redistribution, redress, and structural transformation, the economy needs to grow faster and in an inclusive manner. This is the central objective of the current administration, Godongwana said.
To sustain this progress, we have provisionally allocated an additional 19.2 billion over the medium term for critical signaling. This will enable commuters from areas such as Mamelodi, Wamashu, Motherwell, Khayelitsha, Naledi, to name but a few, to catch a train every 10 minutes.
I agree. The employers of commuters, which include a bloated cabinet of ministers and their known and idle deputies, need and deserve housekeepers and gardeners who arrive on time at work. This is what I call the people's budget. You have to agree with me that the economy will never grow at the required rate for as long as those who work in our homes and our gardens are late. The country has enough problems. We can ill afford our dogs being walked late on top of all our problems.
Increasing the corporate and personal income taxes would generate less revenue while potentially harming investment, job creation, and economic growth.
Good news, right? No. Godongwana is a true party hack. Why raise personal tax if that's going to hurt you? I mean, with an average salary of 2 million rand per annum, our poor MPs cannot afford even an inch increase in their personal tax. But that is not good news for you, my friend. This announcement by Godongwana means any South African who received an inflation-based or higher salary hike in 2025 may now be in a higher tax bracket and pay more taxes. Save the politician and screw the taxpayer. Our government could not be more consistent. But what exactly was this budget about? Well, sit back and pause as I give you this idiot's guide to budget 2025. VAT will increase by 0.5 percentage points on 1 May 2025 and by the same margin on 1 April 2026, bringing the rate to 16%. It is hard to find much negative in this if you consider that only 3 weeks ago, the ANC was considering a 2 percentage point increase. No one was happy about this, including your average DEA MP who spends their normal summer holiday outside the country. The last 70 billion rand Eskom debt takeover will now be replaced with a 40 billion rand in 2025-26 and 10 billion rand in 2028-29. In English, this means that rather than taking every 1 rand in tax to save Eskom, government will take just under 60 cents. Aren't we lucky? Curiously, government is sticking to a deal to lift state workers' wages by 5.5% in 2025-26 and by the inflation rate over the following 2 years. Sly little bugger, this our minister. In one instance, he seems to be encouraging austerity measures, and immediately he announces a good wage increase for civil servants. On the brighter side, with a salary hike, maybe the price of cool drinks payable to Metropolis will also decrease. and then the so-called sin taxes. Kodongana proposed raising excise duties on alcohol beverages, pipe tobacco, and cigars by 6.8%, and on cigarettes and vaping products by 4.8% from 1 April 2025. I do not understand. More than 2,000 years since the Son of Man was nailed to the cross and baptized by the Jews for our sins, why is any government still punishing us for the same sins? There could never be a clearer sign that Jesus Christ died in vain. Or the ANC government, as some have always suspected, is a bunch of communists who do not believe in God. Even the churches will have to pay more for their Holy Communion wine. Sinful, if you ask me. And then there was a jamboree of increases for social grant. The old age grant will go up by 130 rand from 2,185 to 2,315. Because you always waste your money on a brandy called by that fancy name, cognac, you are likely to dismiss 130 rand as a drop in the ocean. Wrong. For any average old person, 130 rand is another 6 packs of snuff or another 10 kg packet of rotten and flea-infested packet of maize meal from the neighboring foreign-owned spaza shop. War veteran grant increases to 2,335 rand. This is the least the ANC can do for the comrades who could not make it into parliament, different legislatures or council chambers where they could earn that money or that kind of money per day. As one sage once said, there is no war without casualties. Disability grants go up by another 130 rand from 2,185 to 2,315. What can I say? I guess if you did not carry an AK-47 and sit under a tree in Zambia, you have to be grateful to get less than war veterans that were really never at war. The foster care grant increases from 1,180 to 1,250. Spare a thought for many women who have had to adopt uncared for children, including those that were abandoned by our revolutionary comrades. The least our government can show for gratitude is a mere 1,250 rand. Child support grants go up from 530 to 560 rand. One can only wonder if this generosity will stretch to the countless mothers of our cadres left in Zambia, Mozambique, Swaziland, Tanzania, and Angola while they were sleeping during the revolution. Kodongwana's budget is yet to be approved. A few days of debate are about to follow before we know how much more we will be paying for a loaf of bread, a liter of petrol, or an entrance to a brothel. But one thing is clear. Our minister has not gained favor from his fellow MPs, including those who are sleeping with the ANC.
We reject the idea of a VAT hike. I think South Africans are going to be double taxed. It's on VAT, but also on personal tax. You are asking teachers, lawyers, nurses, all citizens to now be paying more tax. What ultimately we need is a growth plan. We are obviously clear about the fact that today there was no prioritization of cutting expenditure so that you can fund growth.
Says Musi Maimane of Build One South Africa. If I wore the kind of suits he does, I too would be worried about personal tax. No one wants to move from bespoke suits to suits no one speaks about.
Look, first of all, I want to talk about the fact that this economy can't grow. The minister himself said it's been stagnating for 10 years. And because of that, we have more and more people on social relief to stretch grant. So that's why this budget can't balance.
Even a party that is less than 10 years old, like Action SA, which itself may not grow much going forward, is cognizant that the economy has not grown in the last decade.
In our considered view as the MK party, the minister had a number of options to explore, but the option that the minister chose, in our view, is a wrong one. Increasing VAT by any percentage is disastrous. To increase it by 0.5% this year and next year as well, the people who are going to suffer most are black people. These are the people who pay VAT, and we are going to suffer most.
Indeed, Dr. John Tlope. Clearly, according to MKP, only black people pay VAT. Thankfully, such ridicule is not impeachable. But in fairness to Tlope, the MKP had other options to solve the matter.
A number of options. Wealth tax, for example, is very important. There are many tycoons here who should be paying wealth tax. There is no reason why we should not increase wealth tax. The other option is to increase corporate tax. It is a viable option in our view. There are other options.
Coming from a tycoon, this is honorable. Tlope is suggesting that himself and other not-so-poor members of the MKP, like Floyd Shibambu and Jim Comes to Joburg Mani, should be taxed more for government to raise more revenue. The two-man party United Democratic Movement also weighed in.
One of the issues for us is that we understand the point which has been made by the minister. Look, it's a difficult one. For example, it's a catch-22 situation. If you increase corporate income tax, you're not incentivizing the private sector to try and invest in the economy in order for you to achieve your growth targets. However, our feeling is that everyone should have been expected to make sacrifices around the table. If you're increasing that by 0.5%, you should have considered an increase, even if it's 0.5% in corporate income tax. And for example, even private individuals or personal income taxpayers are going to contribute more to the fiscus.
Kudos, the UDM, the only party that is willing for its members to be taxed more in personal tax. If I had two members in parliament and one of them ends up as a deputy minister, I too would accept a little inconvenience of an increase in personal tax. Thank you for listening to this episode of the award-winning Taking the Rams by the Horns. Download the MySowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We are also on Spotify and Iono FM. Follow us on X at Rams by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. Please send your comments to me via email on rams@ramsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Or better still, let me be your MC, keynote speaker, or moderator at your next event. It is the only thing I do better than satire and sarcasm. Remember to buy and read my book, The Sweetest Taboo, available at your nearest bookstore. From me, Rems Mabote, goodbye and God bless.